evening and welcome to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. I'm John Tanza, working on this pre-recorded program, The Remote. Here are some of the top stories making news across Sudan and South Sudan this Friday, December 10, 2021. Around 500 South Sudanese are detained on the Sudan-Libya border for trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea.
They are detained at the border, and those who detain them are now asking them to inform their families.
And civil servants in Jonglei State go on strike over lack of pay increase.
It is our right to call for general allowances to meet our daily needs. There is no difference between a political force holder and a normal worker. If you go to moral market, the salary of grade 17 cannot give you even 1 meal.
We'll have these stories and more coming up on South Sudan in Focus. Authorities in Western Equatorial State have partially admitted a report by Amnesty International that war crimes were committed in Tomura County during clashes that took place in recent months. Makuku Daniel Sam, acting Information Minister of Western Equatorial State, says murder and war crimes were committed but denied any involvement of the state government. The SPLA-IO and the South Sudan People's Defense Forces have also denied any involvement in the crimes committed in Tomura County. For VOA News, Wake Simon Wudu reports from Juba.
On Thursday, Amnesty International released a report documenting numerous rights abuses that occurred in Tomura County between June and October of this year. The report said fighting between armed groups aligned with the government and opposition forces in South Sudan subjected civilians to violence that could amount to war crimes. Makuku Daniel Sam, the acting information minister for Western Equatorial State, denies his government's involvement in the conflict, but admits that certain actors involved in the conflict committed war crimes.
These crimes they committed amounts to war crime, genocide, and in fact is not a normal crime that will follow the legal procedure for trying people. But we would rather require the government in Juba to initiate something similar to sort of arbitration to try such people.
Daniel agrees with the content of the report, which says civilians were killed and other crimes were committed that are described by Amnesty International as unimaginable.
There was no, in fact, direct confrontation that the armed groups fight themselves. Most of the people killed, they were killed in cold blood, mostly civilian, majority of whom are women, children, elderly people, including even people who are mentally affected. Because such people, when the village deserted, they left them vulnerable.
Amnesty International said fighters on all sides indiscriminately murdered and mutilated civilians and erased the entire villages during an upsurge in fighting. No arrests have been made at the peak of the conflict by state government authorities as efforts to hold those involved accountable. Since the conflict erupted, national and state government officials tried to mitigate the conflict, but mistrust between the parties remains. Daniel says state officials are working on a process of dialogue to reconcile the parties' differences.
As I told you when I was there, even I attended one shop. In fact, the shops were all closed. For example, that shop, I came in and found it was full of arms and ammunition, PKMs, AK-47s. They were hidden there behind the bus. And then the owners of the shops, even are the ones fighting in such a situation. We were even told that these are the people who commit a crime. So should you just go and arrest, you'll find yourself even dead. So the situation was not easy.
SPLIO spokesperson Colonel Lampole Gabriel denies the SPLIO was involved in the rights abuses that took place. He says the SPLIO was involved only in so far as they tried to defend themselves from attacks.
When we were attacked, initially, yes, we defended ourselves as SPLIO forces in our own site, that is Namutina. That was where we were attacked. But other than that, we never got involved.
South Sudan Army spokesperson Major General Lulruai Kwong tells South Sudan in Focus the army is not in position to respond to the amnesty report because they are not the primary accused party on the side of the government.
The problem in Western Equatoria, the state in general and Tambora County in particular, is multi-layered, with some politicians being accused of having played a role in that conflict. And therefore, you refer the response to the relevant government ministries, notably the government spokesperson or the Minister for Cabinet Affairs.
Efforts to reach South Sudan Information Minister Michael Makuei and South Sudan Minister of Cabinet Affairs Martin Elia Lomuro for comment were unsuccessful as their phone numbers were unreachable. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.
Three people were killed and several others wounded during a cattle raid along the Pibor-Juba Road on Thursday morning. An official in the Greater Pibor Administrative Area says an specified number of people remain missing and more than 500 head of cattle were stolen. An eyewitness says the cattle traders were traveling from Pibor to Juba when they were attacked. For VOA News, David Monodanga reports from Juba.
Eyewitness John Koji says the traders were moving about 2,100 head of cattle to Juba to trade them for other goods ahead of the Christmas festival when they were attacked by a group of young people who Koji believes were from Bor town.
These traders came this morning from Pibor and were heading to Juba to sell and buy their things here in Juba. When they reached Jabor this morning at 6 o'clock, they were attacked on the road. The cattle were taken, some were killed, and the rest were scattered into the bush.
Jay Adingora, Information Minister for the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, says the traders had taken a shortcut through the desert to reach the Mageri cattle market in central Equatoria. He says before they reached their destination, they were attacked in Jabor.
We have a market for cattle in Mageri, in central Equatoria state, near to Juba. These traders have decided to use the route through the desert direct to that place. So on their way, when they were almost even to that point, in a place called Jabor in Kubri-Teman, they were ambushed and attacked by gunmen who killed about three people and took all the cattle that they were carrying.
Authorities in Greater Pibor say they do not know the exact number of casualties since most of the cattle traders fled into the bushes during the attack. Adingora says Pibor authorities have dispatched the Greater Pibor Administrative Area Coordinator, who is in Juba, to investigate the incident.
Because that place is near to Juba, we have sent our coordinator there from Juba to go and see the place. We send him to the scene so that he find out by himself what had happened, and after that one he will give us the full report.
Koju says he believes the attackers are members of the Bor community who live in the Mangala IDP camp in central Equatoria State.
The people who attacked the traders were brought by vehicles from Mangala. They live there in the camps in Mangala.
Dao Akoye Jurkuch, the chairperson of the Mangala IDP camp, says the youth in the camp do not indulge in criminal activities.
The story that was happening yesterday actually was very far from us, not our territory, because Gor Gabor is between the Jore Memorial College and Nigri. So we are very far from there. And actually, we were used, the neighbor involved in that activity and we are very calm, and the story of the army who was there, they can be eyewitness.
The cattle camp is located about 33 kilometers from the Mangala Payam, where members of the Bor community affected by recent flooding in Jonglei State have been resettled. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.
Still in Jonglei State, civil servants in Bor have rejected November's salary and boycotted work today to protest against what they call a failure by the state government to adhere to the new salary structure announced by the National Ministry of Labour and Public Service. The Secretary General of the Jonglei State Workers Union says the state's executive, which includes the state governor, his deputy, ministers and advisers, increased their salaries by 300% while ignoring other government workers. South Sudan in Focus could not independently verify this claim. For VOA News, Deng Gaideng reports from Bor.
Most government offices in the state capital, Bor, remain closed or without workers, including the governor's and deputy governor's office. Civil servants failed to show up for the work this morning. Samuel Majerlo, the Secretary General of the Workers' Trade Union in Jonglei State, says civil servants walk off the job to protest the state government's modified structure, saying it doesn't correspond with the will of the workers. Loach says civil servants expect to be paid according to the new salary structure as ordered by the National Ministry of Labour and Public Service in Juba 2 months ago.
The workers' trade union in the state is demanding for increase of the salaries, but the government is not responding according to the will of the civil servant. So we are calling for the strike. We are laying our tool down until the government is going to understand our demand. We are saying, why if this executive, their salary has been increased, even there is no complaint about the government, we don't have money. What about the civil servant? If you see exactly, the minister can receive 470, and the cleaner working with the minister can receive 1,000. To us, that is not the humanity. That is cannot be fair.
The new salary structure circulated by the National Ministry of Labour and Public Service multiplies civil servants' basic salary by 300%. Loach says the Jonglei State Executive, including Governor Dinei Jok Chagur, Deputy Governor Antipas Nyongkucha, and state advisers and ministers increased their own salaries 300%, but did nothing to help ordinary government workers. He says salaries for constitutional post holders in the state, such as the governor, deputy governor, advisers and ministers, now range between 500,000 SSP to 200,000 SSP, while basic salaries for the other government workers range between 1,000 to 10,000 South Sudanese pounds, which Lodge calls discriminatory. Civil servant Ibrahim View says he boycotted work today to push state officials to respond to the demands of civil servants. View says Jonglei state workers will be left with no option but to hold a public demonstration should the state government fail to resolve the matter.
It is our right to call for general allowances to meet our daily needs. There is no difference between a political post holder and a normal worker. If you go to moral market, the salary of grade 17 cannot give you even 1 meal. We call government of Jonglei State to sit down with the leaders of workers' trade union to solve this issue amicably. If not, we can go for public demonstration to get our normal rights.
Civil servant John Buhr says he is fed up with the way top government officials ignore the suffering of civil servants.
We are not going to work, and the government will be here what we have been said. And you do it according to our expectation. That's the reason we are going for the strike. Because the finance minister has disputed our right. For the 2 days we have talked to him, he was dispute our right. But that's why we have said we are continuing, and the less our right will be here out.
Weewal Gatquoth, the Jonglei State Minister for Finance, says civil servants' complaints have no basis in fact because he has increased their salaries by 100% according to the order of the President.
The order of the President or the pledge of the President to increase the salaries was only your total money, which is the net or the gross, is the one that is multiplied into two. Meaning, when it is multiplied into two, each allowance is also multiplied into two, and that comprise all the allowances in the payroll. So making the total salary or the net salary at the end, and then you receive it. For example, if person of grade 5 receiving 5,900, this inclusive of all the allowances too, just multiply the 5,900 into two, and then it will give you your salary. That is a simple arithmetic.
Minister Gatquoth says he is aware of the new salary structure circulated 2 months ago by the National Ministry of Labour and Public Service, which triples basic salaries of civil servants. But he says state officials disregarded it because there were not enough funds to pay for the increase. When asked about the accusations that state executives triple their salaries while doing nothing to help ordinary government workers, Gatquoth denied that the executives increased their salaries, but admits they increased their benefits.
Yes, it is not salary. We can call it the emolument. There are some allowances that are actually the privilege to the constitutional post holders. Those allowances were the ones that were increased. So their salary, the basic salary, remained the same.
Civil servants say the state government should use the National Grant Fund, which has more than 267 million South Sudanese pounds transferred to the state every month, plus the local revenue collections, including personal income taxes collected from NGO workers in the state, to fund the state workforce, which totals slightly more than 9,100 personnel. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng. In Bor, Jonglei State.
You are listening to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. Coming up, 500 South Sudanese are detained on the Sudan-Libya border. Find out why after this break.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
is there something about yourself that you would like to change?
Definitely not. No, because at least I know my life has been good. I've not been entertaining bad company. So to change my life, I need to start making at least new friends again.
Life is all about learning. We learn every day. So in as much as we are still breathing, there are things we need to shed off.
Currently, I would like to change my tummy. I'm growing a pot belly. So I'm exercising. I've bought an abdomen machine that's helping me to deal with it. And I want to lose weight, probably 5-8 kilos.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
You are listening to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. A South Sudanese activist in Khartoum says Sudanese authorities and the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees are trying to secure the release of 500 South Sudanese who were detained when they tried to illegally migrate to Europe. A UNHCR official confirms her agency is working closely with Sudanese authorities to release the detained South Sudanese. For VOA News, Viola Elias reports from Juba.
Achol Malong says the 500 South Sudanese are among a group of about 1,000 illegal immigrants who were rescued after they tried to cross into Europe via Sudan-Libya border last week. Malong says the young men and women left Khartoum for Libya, but when they reached the border, they were detained by Islamic State militants. They then called their families to send for their release. She says the 500 South Sudanese were detained alongside other nationals who attempted to reach Europe through Sudan. Malong says South Sudanese authorities and the UN Refugee Agency are trying to get all of the detainees released.
They are detained at the border, and those who detain them are now asking them to inform their families.
Malong says such detention occurred about every 3 or 4 months. She says many young men undertake a desperate journey to Europe, but eventually are detained by the border authorities.
This is what they usually do. They travel there and then get detained, tortured by the concerned authorities. Then the UN will go and bring them back. But unfortunately, after a few months, they will again embark on the same journey.
South Sudan in Focus reach out to the Sudanese embassy in Juba for comment, but the secretary to the ambassador says the embassy could not comment and rescheduled an interview for next week. Malong says problems with South Sudanese in Sudan are becoming too frequent and is urging South Sudanese authorities to at least relocate their ringleaders to South Sudan. Last month, about 60 South Sudanese were sentenced to 6 months in prison and to pay a fine of 50,000 Sudanese pound for illegally entering Sudan. South Sudan in Focus also reached out to the UNHCR in Khartoum for comment, responding via a messaging application. Gulien Rafahili, a senior external relation officer, said, quote, UNHCR was made aware of the group of people being returned from Libya and held at the border with Sudan. We are working to verify if among them there are individuals in need of international protection, end quote. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.
Still in Sudan, Sudanese living with disabilities and injuries sustained during the Sudanese revolution that led to the oust of former President Omar al-Bashir protested Thursday against the military takeover in Sudan. The protesters also blamed the military for the worsening economic conditions and the country's insecurity. For VOA News, Michael Atit reports from Khartoum.
Hundreds of people with disabilities sitting in wheelchairs, on motorbikes, and others carrying wide sticks are protesting on the streets of Khartoum and other places around the country to reject any involvement of the military in Sudan's transitional period. They carried purple flags, banners, and chanted, "Handicapped, blind, and deaf, we all reject any bloody partnership." Some say they joined the protest to express their frustration over the military's decision to interrupt the smooth transitional period towards democracy in the country. Muhammad Murtada says he rejects any involvement of the military in the political process in Sudan. He says he is taking part in the protest to stand with the families of victims of the revolution and to support the full implementation of the democratic transitional period enshrined in the constitutional document.
This procession of the people with disabilities is our expression to reject the military coup and to show our solidarity with the first Sudanese disabled person who was killed at the beginning of this revolution. We remember our first martyr, Issa Makur, who was killed on April 20, 2018. We are here to continue the struggle.
On October 25th, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan dissolved the cabinet and suspended some articles of the constitutional declaration. He detained Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok and other civilian members of the government. On November 21st, Hamdok was reinstated as a prime minister after being released and reaching a new political agreement with the military leaders. Sudanese political parties have rejected the new deal, saying it violates the constitution. Protester Hashim Ahmad, who sits in a wheelchair while holding a Sudanese flag, says the military has caused insecurity across the country and has made life difficult for citizens, including those with disabilities.
We wanted to express that we are part of this revolution and the people. We jointly reject any military and dictatorship rule in Sudan. We support democracy and civilian rule in this country.
Another protester, Zainab Al-Hassan, was shot in the ear on April 7, 2019 in Omdurman. Al-Hassan says she and hundreds of others came to the protest to show their support for full democratic transitional rule in Sudan.
We came to fully support the civilian rule because many victims have paid for it. So it is impossible that we render this achievement to the military. We are ready to go on the streets every day until a full democratic civilian rule is realized.
Pro-democracy protesters are organizing another million-man march set for December 19 to commemorate the beginning of the 2018 revolution. For VOA News, I'm Michael Atit in Khartoum.
That's all we prepared for you this Friday. We now leave you with the song Tengama by Fabregas.
L'enjaillement ne finit pas. DJ Fouli, ça c'est la nouvelle danse congolaise. La danse d'un côté, Mama Tengama.
We've been listening to Fabregas and the song Tengama. I'm John Tanza. Thanks for being part of our evening. Remember to always wash your hands with soap, practice social distancing, and wear a mask when you're in public places to protect you and others from getting COVID-19. Do not escape from COVID-19 quarantine centers because there's no cure for coronavirus. Join us again next week for another edition of South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America.
L'enjaillement ne finit pas. DJ Fouli, ça c'est la nouvelle danse congolaise. La danse d'un côté, Mama Tengama.
Hey! Mama, 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 m